All right, hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Ross's Rants. This week, I have a special guest, Bodies by Beer, and they are here, and I'm going to interview them, and we're going to have some fun and make some jokes and talk shit. So if you guys would you guys introduce yourselves, whoever?
I'm George. I'm probably the originator of Bodies by Beer. It was originally my idea, and I happened to be around Josh at the time while we were working at White Rabbit. And that's kind of when it all came together. Josh, you can say a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm Josh. And yeah, George came up with the idea, and I wanted to aim it more towards fitness, but then we both working at a brewery, it just became, let's get trashed every day and do funny shit and videos, and it became a lot of
and
fun.
Like we're working out, but yeah. We did get some good workouts, though.
Yeah.
We did.
Okay. Yeah, that's the reason why I wanted to interview you guys, because I seen your guys' videos. I think you guys added me like a few months ago, or I was messing around on Instagram, and I seen your guys' videos, and they were fucking hilarious. So I'm gonna be honest, like I was like, at first I was like, what the fuck, and like I was just kind of just blown away, because I was just like, what the hell is really going on? And then like when you like I started seeing your guys' videos and your Christmas songs, those are pretty fucking epic. So I looked into you guys a little bit. I didn't spend much time because, like I said, I did a quick turnaround and I'm like fucking exhausted. So I wanted to know, you guys are a small business, right? You have your own t-shirt company, and yeah,
sort of. Very, very small level.
That's fine.
It's baby steps, though, you know.
It's kind of like how many followers I have. It's like I only have like two or three, but like it's about this big. Like,
yeah.
You know, nobody really sees what my podcast really is. I think I have like 10 people. Max, but still. So you guys came up with this concept, and you guys were working at White Rabbit around the time when you came up with this concept. Was it just, what were you guys doing? Were you guys were just like drinking and having a few beers, or?
Yeah, basically. I mean, we drank every single day. Like that was just part of the job, was getting trashed every day, drinking our product.
Yeah, so Josh was the head brewer there, and I was recently brought on for sales and distribution. And we ended up finding that we had so much free time during the day. And I was like, dude, this would be like a great thing. Like, we could totally just make some funny videos of us here because we have all this time. And you know, we had been talking about it for a while, and I had been talking about it for a while. And it wasn't until like 2 months after that. It was actually in December of last year. So we actually just hit like our year anniversary, if you will.
Okay.
We actually first started making our first videos of us like making up, you know, workouts in the back in the brewing room, or you know, different things that we were doing at the time. And that's kind of how it first started, or how we started, because that's when we met, was when I first started working there.
Okay. And I know you guys said you guys are working at White Rabbit. Funny little story. Might as well tell everybody about this. I used to work at White Rabbit. I was a bartender, and I did the whole like I was a male guy, I guess. There had to be one female and one male, and I worked Sundays, and I actually made a shitload of money on Sundays just because people found out I was a veteran, so I kept getting like huge tips just because I was just a veteran. Like I came home on Sundays with like almost $100, and like Ken was like actually impressed by how I came home with like $100 all the time.
But, yeah, not bad for White Rabbit.
Yeah, let me pull off of that. My first time working the bar there at White Rabbit, the tap room, I got paid, all my tips were in $2 bills, and I got like $200 in $2 bills.
That's really impressive, honestly.
Some guy came in and bought a shit ton of beer and paid all in $2 bills.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny, and kind of like seems like that would kind of suck because you're just like $2 bills.
At first I was like, can we take these? And they're like, yeah, they're real.
It's kind of an anomaly too.
Yeah, like
that much.
Yeah,
it's
probably like his goal in life. Like he goes to like different breweries and he finds like a cool bartender.
Right.
And he's just like, I'm going to tip him a $2 bill. How do you have that much $2 bills? That's what I want.
I don't know. And I still have like almost all of them. I'm like, I'm keeping these are
yeah.
Cool.
I mean, I think the most I ever walked away with was like 115 one night, but that only happened once. And other than that, it was around like 30.
Yeah. No, I made a pretty decent amount once people found out I was a veteran, and like, and then I also, Ken would say, like, you know, you had that, the perfect pour, and I would pour all the way up to the rim, and then just be like, here, don't mind me. And, you know, it was one of those, you like...
Do the two-finger rule?
Yeah, like, I never did the two-finger rule. It was just like, pour this beer, you guys are going to drink this, you're going to get drunk, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We're going to get tips anyways. And, no, that's a small world, honestly.
Yeah, no, that's...
It's a really small world.
Especially for, like, a backwoods place like White Rabbit in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you probably had people when you were working there would walk in and say... How long have you been here? I've lived here my whole life and never saw it.
Yeah.
We had that all the time.
Oh, no. It was every day. It was just like somebody knew and they were like, I never even knew this place was open. And I'm like, yeah, it has an open sign. You know, it was weird because when me and my wife first moved down here, we actually moved to Anger. And it was one of those, like, we chose that location because I wanted to live out in the middle of nowhere. And I wanted to have that whole small town vibe.
Yeah.
And she was like, cool, we'll live. That was the first place. And we ended up moving to Gardner. And we moved from Gardner to now where we live in our own house now. We live in Creedmoor. But, yeah, it was just it was a weird small town, man. Mm-hmm. It's probably one of the weirdest small towns. Now, you guys, like I said, you guys started your... Buys by Beer, and if anybody does know, Buys by Beer on Instagram, that's the all one. All
at Buys by Beer.
Okay, so you guys have your own T-shirts, and how's that going? Like, how are you guys are?
I mean, actually, I'd say probably better than we thought it would.
People are buying shirts. That's all that matters.
I mean, yeah. Honestly, from what your videos are, they're fucking hilarious. So I'm assuming people are going to be like, when I found out you guys had T-shirts, like, I got 90 fucking T-shirts. You just add to the collection to make that woman mad. So, like, my wife is going to be pissed because I got, like, 90 fucking T-shirts now. But, yeah, when I seen them, I was like, I kind of want to buy one. Let's click over here, click over there. Yeah.
If you don't know who you are, like, it's a sick shirt.
Our next step is to go hit, like, beer festivals and have a booth and sell our shirts and step it up and get our own screen press. And then make, you know, like,
okay,
beer shirts and shit, you know, that people are going to want to have.
Okay, that was actually going to be the next question I was going to ask you guys. Like, what's your future goals and plans? So if your next step is to go to the beer festival, are you guys planning any in the future? That's
eventually.
Okay.
Yeah, this is kind of like long term. Like looking ahead a little bit, we're still, you know, we're still small and growing.
We're building a brand, and then we're going to put a product behind it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's always good because I asked the last guy before, and I was just like, so is it hard for you guys to stay? Like, I know, like, in a business, everybody has dreams. Is it hard for you guys to stay focused on to the next step? Like, you know, it's not like, hey, like, you know, we're saying we're going to go to Munich for fucking beer fest itself.
Right,
like,
yeah.
You know, when I asked you about the festival, are you guys planning like a local festival first, maybe walking around, having a few shirts with you to sell, or are you guys trying to?
Yeah, it would probably be something like Beericana. That's what, in Holly Springs?
Yeah, something like that. Get a full booth and start with, I don't know, a certain amount of shirts, because we probably sell the shit out of them because drunk people buy shit, you know. And
that's absolutely right. I could tell you a funny story about that. My
especially
wife,
people drinking beer who want bodies.
Oh yeah. Sure, so the what is it? The beer fest that they had at the Durham Field, mm-hmm. And my wife went there, and she went to this company that builds tables, nice tables, outdoor tables, and she came home with an Ohio State table, like it's the state of Ohio, and it's like the Ohio State helmet. And I was just like, what the hell did you spend? And she's like, a lot. So, you know, I mean, like you said, people will buy.
So what you're saying is we can raise our prices on our shirt.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You raise it up to, like, you know, the crazy amount. And then you can also be the first ever to charge in Bitcoins, too. So just be like, hey.
Exactly one Bitcoin.
It's – at least you guys have a plan. Because, like, my buddy, I was talking to him about a small business, and, like – and me and him was talking about it. Now, do you guys deal with that too? The same level of, you know, having a small business where you wake up one day and you're like, "Holy shit, I don't really want to do this anymore." Or is it like,
I've had that moment with this right here where I'm like, "Holy shit, I don't want to do this anymore." And then you reached out to us about doing this, and we got pumped as hell to start doing this again. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if you saw, like, you reached out to us, and we posted like 10,000 times over that weekend. Like, you know.
I did.
Like, we have fucking fans, man.
Yeah, like, it was just getting really tough because we have almost opposing schedules, if you will.
And we're far apart now.
Because we live about 50 minutes apart from each other.
Okay.
And with our schedule, there's only like 4 weeks every like 8 weeks that we both have weekends off together. So it's really hard to actually like meet to do our stuff. So we try to do stuff separately, individually, but obviously the most we like to do is together. But also with it just being a busy season recently with like holidays and my brother actually just got married and all this other stuff, it slowed down a lot, almost to the point where we had almost kind of given it up. And then I kind of hit him up one day. I was like, man, we got to keep doing something. And then that's when you reached out to us. And
I actually
all over again.
Oh yeah, man. I'm glad. I mean, because I was watching you guys' videos and like, I laugh. It's just senseless how much I laugh about how stupid it is. And I was like, I'm not saying stupid in a bad way.
Hey, however you enjoy it, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
you don't have to take it seriously. However you see it and get enjoyed.
Yeah. No. And like, I'll like tell my wife and I'll be like, look at this. And she's just like, God, you're an idiot. Like, you know, she's just sitting there like, why are you laughing at that? And I'm just like, hey, well, you know, hey, I enjoy stupid comedy.
Yeah, right?
It's just, you know.
How do you think Will Ferrell has a job?
Exactly. That is true. Will Ferrell does have a job for being stupid. So the struggles do happen. And this is, and like, it's the same thing with a podcast, man. Like I said, I've had like three podcasts where it's just fucking shit. The quality of sound sucks. Everything sucks. And then like my buddy always hits me up and told me, he's like, you know, like Joe Rogan, like he started out, nobody fucking listened to him.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, and I was like, I don't really want to think I can get to that level, but I would like to actually have, you know, something where like somebody's like, dude, did you listen to that shit? Or like, you know, for you guys, help you guys out with like your small business. If somebody be like, oh shit, he interviews them. And then it's like the next day it's on to another thing.
Yeah.
And so what is, you guys, I know you guys said that you're working on going to like some kind of beer fest or some kind of beer con. What is your guys, do you guys have any videos planned out or wait until after the holidays?
I'll probably no more this year. You know, just because again, it's a busy time. We'll probably have a few posts here and there, but probably won't have another, I guess, full video probably until January or February.
I did a little video today.
Probably a little video. This would be awesome. It'd be fucking epic.
Something like that is in the works. But yeah, because we want to kind of start branching out into YouTube.
Okay. Of course, when I'm trying to do an interview, like a train, it's like, hey, I'm going to come out of nowhere.
I mean, this is what happens when you're interviewing your heroes, you know?
Exactly. So, Josh, have you guys, since George has been the majority of the
time. Oh, sorry. I took that. Josh is a quiet.
So what I want to know is, do you guys plan on doing something? Like, I know you guys did Christmas and you guys have a YouTube channel. Can you explain the YouTube channel?
I don't know, we've done one video on it.
It's still pretty fresh.
Okay. Yeah. I did go and I looked at, watched the video. It's fucking hilarious. But the funny part is that because your guy's title, YouTube pulled up like a whole bunch of fitness models under there. So it was just like, and I was like, there's this dude doing this bench press. And I was just like, is that theirs? It's like they're doing bench presses on this? Because I know you guys is based off of comedy. And I was just like, okay, now they're seriously putting workouts out of you. And I was just like, okay. And I click on it. And I was like, oh, I know this dude. I've seen his videos before. And I was like, that's not the same person. And I look at it and it's like, subscribe to this guy. And I was just like, God damn it. And so, but I was just wondering about you guys, if you're doing any future projects on YouTube. Or are you planning on taking your short videos and putting them up?
We plan on, definitely doing more YouTube. Getting there, it just takes a lot of time, more effort, a lot more effort in doing a YouTube video than does an Instagram video. But yeah, we definitely want to do more. There's a whole lot of good ideas that don't fit on Instagram that we could put together on YouTube.
Yeah,
YouTube is really the platform that'll pay. Yeah, if we get that up, you know.
I mean, and that's the point because I mean, you guys decided to do this to make money. Like, I know you started off as...
I don't know. We started to do it to have fun, and then we're like, hey, people kind of like this.
Okay, yeah.
And then we're like, well, you know, let's make some shirts and see what people do. And then we started selling shirts, and we're like, That's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, even aside from you just recently when we started posting again, there was another guy who, like, started commenting. He's like, yeah, you guys are back! Like, you know, he's like, yeah. I started doing stuff again, you know, so.
Yeah,
At least one hardcore.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's, I mean, like, essentially, like, that's what people do when they do something that they care about. Like, you know, you start off doing something, doing stupid shit, and it's like, hey, we're going to do this just for fun. And then you slowly go into, like, okay, we could probably make money out of this. So let's just work here. And, you know, it's, what is your guys, like, outside of business, what do you guys prefer to drink? Like, I mean, I get it's beers, like, what's your types of beers? Like, you know, what do you guys prefer?
The dark stuff.
The dark stuff?
Dark.
Yeah. I'm a huge IPA drinker.
Sours. I love it.
I mean, beer is great, but I can't drink Belgians. Like, my wife bought me for Christmas the monthly membership for, like, it's like Beers Across America, which is actually pretty funny because, like, when I read it, I was just like, Hands Across America, like, you know, like, that's what came through my mind. But they had this Belgium, and Belgiums to me, like, literally taste like sweaty socks.
Yeah, people say that, like, feet.
Yeah, I was just like, there's no good Belgians out there. My wife's like, but you used to drink Blue Moon. And it's like, yeah, you had to put like a shitload of oranges and put limes in it and all this other stuff in it.
I don't know. You gotta have the right one. Belgians like saying, I don't like beer.
I don't mind,
you know, like, there's a big, like, somebody says, I don't like beer. You're like, but there's so many different kinds. Belgians are the same way. Like,
yeah. Well, because like, I like a double. I like a Belgian double or a quad, but I'm not big on triple.
Yeah.
Or Belgian Golden or
like our Jabberwock
Saison or Farmhouse.
I was a fan of it just because it was one of those beers where I could just get fucking hammered. Like, it was just like, drink two of those and you're toasty.
And I actually found one day that it mixes really well with Sprite.
Really?
Yeah.
What did I mix? One day I was drinking with my wife. Me and her were sitting back having a few drinks, and I pour a glass of wine and I mix it with Sprite. It was some, like, rose wine or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, this actually tastes pretty good. And I was
wine
like, no
spritzer.
Wonder.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I was like, no wonder women get so drunk all the time.
Yeah, Jabberwocky Sprite. That was good.
That's awesome. I mean, outside of, like, I've been drinking a lot of stouts lately. Been a huge fan of the Sierra Nevada's coffee stout.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, while we're drinking this Miller's Toll from Raleigh Brewing is the best beer ever.
It's might as well promote them. Maybe the next person I'll have an interview is them.
No, I'm serious. This is my number one beer. Like, when I worked at White Rabbit, I went back and tried to remodel our whatever beer it was, Footman's Stout after this. It was really close.
Okay, so the Footman was really good, and what was the other one? Mad Hatter?
Was it Tea Party?
The Mad Hatter, was the
Munches. When they named it Munches, I was just like, why don't you just... No. I was like, I can't do this, man. Like, it was good. I still have a bottle in my office. Like, I capped it with water in it and saved it. I was like, this would be a pretty cool collector's item to share
with. I still have one with the beer in it.
There you go. You have the Munchies?
Yes.
It's good. That black IPA.
Yeah, I love black IPAs, like Foothills fucking Frostbite. I love black IPAs, but the hangover from them is fucking death. Like, let's just be honest about that one. And it's just like, I can drink stouts. I love, like, I try, like, I don't have a set stout. Like, I love the Toll, but it's not a set stout to me. Like, I'll go.
It's not like your go-to.
Yeah, I'll go to a different one and just try them out. I don't know if you guys are, but I'm on tap.
Yep.
So, like, of course, and, like, my friend, he's from Britain. He just added me. He has, like, 10,000 fucking different beers because he works... And he travels all over the world, so he's trying new beers. And he's a rugby player, so they, like, if you know anything about rugby, it's like you pretty much beat yourself up and drink all the time. Do you guys, I know you said you were a brewmaster for White Rabbit. Do you guys plan on brewing some beers for Body for Beer?
Yeah, we do, actually.
Okay.
This year it should be happening. That's one of the goals for this year.
Okay.
We've got all the equipment, all the grain ready. We just got to have the time to do it.
Yeah,
that's, I mean, that's the hard part, especially like what I was saying about having a podcast. The hard part is trying to find the time and the
consistency.
Yeah, I mean, you got to put a product out. Like, I got asked recently by, like, one of my buddies. He's like, so you're going to put a podcast out? And, like, you know, my friends, they try to help me out. Sometimes they're just fucking ruthless. So, I mean, it's good to have, like, you know, that support. Like I said, I'm glad I got in contact with you guys. I'm glad you guys keep doing it, and I hope that you guys keep doing it in the future and everything else. Because, like I said, it's fucking humorous. Like, if you guys can constantly just keep one person laughing, that's all that matters. Because that person's laughing is going to pass it on to somebody else.
Even if we can get a little chortle out of somebody. And it's
yeah. Yeah, you just got to tickle it a little bit.
Yeah, so we got our shirts, and so the beer is definitely in the works. You know, to have a Bodies by Beer would be, you know,
oh, yeah.
Signature beer for us, I think, would be
really helpful. Especially, like, when you got, like, you know, you got, because we live in the Raleigh area, we got, you know, it's a lot of local fans and stuff like that. Especially, like, if you look at, like, this, like, the Iron Maiden beer, it's okay. It's not great. But people buy it because people like Iron Maiden.
Or, like, Megadeth has a beer, too. That
I did not know that, but I'm going to have to find it now. It may taste like ass, but I'm going to...
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing. Like, I love Megadeth, huge Dave Mustaine fan, but the beer is a little lacking.
Okay. Yeah, it was, like, so my wife was trying to find it for Christmas one year, and, like, I'm a huge Opeth fan, like, and now since we're on this, yes, an old, bring back the old one.
I love Opeth.
Yeah, so.
You don't run into a lot of Opeth, man.
Oh, my God. So I have to actually, like, before I explain their beer and how my wife tried to find the bottle, and it's, like, $40 a bottle, and plus shipping. Yeah, they have their own beer. Yeah, but it's sold out. Like, every time we see it, it's, like, sold out. She's always trying to find it. And so my buddy, this is on my first deployment to Iraq, and my buddy was just like, I was like, dude, I need some fucking hard music to lift weights to. And, like, you know, before I used to listen to Limp Bizkit and then, like, Five Finger Death Punch and then, like, you know, that weird fucking shit. And my buddy was just like, I got a fucking band for you. And I was like, all right, whatever. So I downloaded, he gave me, what is it, Blackwater Park?
Yep.
And he gave me that album, and ever since then, I was fucking, I spent like $100 on just fucking Opeth albums.
Yeah, that and Ghost Reveries are...
Oh my God, yes. And Damnation, what is it, My Heart, Your Hearse?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yep,
still live?
Yeah.
Or yeah, My Arms. Yeah, Jesus.
I had a band in high school that I played with for 5 years. I dropped out when I went to college, and actually kept going and just got back from the European tour. They're actually doing really well, but that style of music... and they're really fucking good. But we used to cover Demon of the Fall by Opeth.
It's one of my favorite songs. Yeah. One. Like, that's like my cardio song, honestly. What is your choice of music, Josh?
Oh, some Watsky, some Tyler Cassidy, Foggy Fresh kind of thing.
Dirtbag Dan.
It's not bad.
Those underground indie rappers, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I went on today, so I had to do it because I like to talk shit about terrible people. So I listened to G-Eazy's new album, and it was trash. I just wanted something different because, like, I use Spotify for my music, and, like, when I use Spotify, they always give me the release radar, and it's always, like, you know, they release new albums every Friday. And then since the Cannibal Corpse last album, it's been trash. Like, it's just been straight trash, and I'm just like... Well, I'll listen to something else. Try listening to the new Eminem album, and it was trash. And I was just like, the music is just trash now.
Yeah. It is. I agree. Most music now is trash.
Yeah. I'm a huge Avenged Sevenfold fan.
Okay.
So, like, that was, like, the next band. It's like, listen to them. And then, like, City of Evil is one of my favorite albums. And then Hail to the King. And then The Stage, honestly, their last album was, like, just a huge album. Like, I was like, this is, like, they're borderline getting closer to Iron Maiden, like, our generation's Iron Maiden. You know, it's just, like, it's pretty fucking epic. Me and my wife, I actually got her into Ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I got her into that.
It's really catchy.
They're pretty awesome. And, like, I decided to come up with a theory... Where it's just like it's the ghost effect, because, like, when I showed we went to the concert in 2013 when they were the opening act for Avenged, and we went there and I, like, showed a picture of them to my wife and I was like, guess what they are? She was like, oh my God, they're gonna be screaming death metal. And I was just like, I was like, all right. So I played one of their songs, and I think I played Year One, And when I played their song, she was just like, oh my God, that's them. And I was like, yeah. And so I've been saying that about a lot of bands. This new theory I came up with, where it's called the ghost effect, where it's just like they don't look or sound like what they should be. So there's a lot of bands that are like that. Like recently, like I discovered Ginger. It's some Ukrainian band with a female singer, and she growls and does everything else, and it's fucking epic, man. Like, you never suspected from her. Like, I was just like, holy shit.
Kind of like to do that with Opeth and people, especially the girls. Like, I'll play like Damnation album for me. You know, it's super like smooth and soft, but I'm like, yeah, this isn't really what they are. They're like, what? And you start playing like Ghost Reveries or something, they're just done checking out. Musically though, they're so good.
They're so talented, man. Michael's a hell of a singer. The only thing I hate about Opeth is their new album.
I haven't really listened to anything.
Sorceress was pretty good, but that was
Devil's Orchard.
Still alive, still like. I have a guy that I work with, and me and him was talking about it. He's a huge metal guy. And me and him was talking, he's like, dude, go back to listen to Still Alive. So I went back and I started listening to it, and I was just like, this is probably one of the most epic albums. Overall, they're just epic. So what else are you guys on? Like, what other social medias are you guys on? Are you guys just on Instagram and YouTube?
I mean, we have a Facebook. It's not very active. Like,
it's kind
when we post the Instagram video, we'll share it to the Facebook. I think we have like 40 people following us on Facebook.
Okay.
You know, so it's not as, we're not active on it.
Instagram is definitely our primary. We're looking at YouTube to be our secondary and Takeover's primary.
Okay.
Once we get to that level, talked about a Twitter, but we haven't. I haven't made that yet.
I used to love Twitter because it only gave you I wouldn't say I'm an internet troll, but I just love talking shit to people sometimes on the internet.
Yeah.
And, like, Twitter used to be cool when it was just only 160 characters. And then, like, when they expanded to, like, 250, I was just like, you just took all the fun away. Like, because if you can master 160 characters, if you can master that, then you're, like, you master everything. Like, Twitter's great, too. I have my own Twitter page. I haven't started a page for this podcast, and I didn't really plan on it until I got like maybe like 500 followers, and I've been like, but I mean, at least you guys got a Facebook page, you guys got an Instagram page and YouTube, so
it's just definitely a slow build so far.
I mean, sometimes it just has to take time for you, like, especially with you guys starting out so small and just being locally. But I'm pretty sure, like, if you guys, like, with this podcast, I'm gonna have my friends are gonna follow, and when you guys reach out, you guys, your friends, like, we can share follows, and which is great, because, like, you know, especially in our time, like, social media is like huge.
It's everything.
Yeah. So, like, if you're gonna get out there, you have to like have some kind of form of social media. So who is it? Okay, so I'm gonna split you guys up now. So who's the one who runs the show, like, on the, like, it, like, comes up with the ideals, the planning, the like, hey, this is what we should do for a video. It actually is the main guy that just sits down and thinks about it.
Both of you guys. It wouldn't say it's either one of us. It's, some videos are my idea, some videos are 100% his idea. Some days I come up with a video and he's like, well, why don't we do it this way, or let's change this, or, you know, I mean, so it's...
I have a lot of fun noises in this.
Yeah, this interview is going to be epic. I can't wait till I get somebody to bash the
show. I love podcasts like this, where it's like so many outside noises going on.
Yeah, well, I mean, at least it shows it's authentic. I don't really care.
You're like listening, you're like, what the fuck, is that a train?
Yeah,
that was a train. What the fuck are these guys at?
Man, I wish we did this like downtown Durham or something. Where like
that noise was a food truck.
So record this podcast or... Two killings, one train.
Yeah, no, it'd be pretty epic.
I'll let them know. Be like, look, that last noise was the Bull City Street Food Truck. Shout out.
And we didn't say anything.
Yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, so definitely I would say the same, like 50-50. But I would say he's probably a lot better at posting individually. Josh is a lot better at, like, individual posts if we can't get together, but I'm...
Yeah, the stupid shit that's like a single picture or a little video, like, but just me.
Where I do better is, like, saying, hey, here's an idea for both of us to be in.
Yeah.
I do okay with that.
Okay.
But yeah, hey. Definitely not stronger when he posts like individual stuff. Like the that weekend he put up like four stuff. I was like, dude, you're killing it, like good pose.
And yeah. A lot of the one, what was it, Christmas Carol one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was my idea.
Okay, cool. That was pretty funny because, like, dude, I see so many people posting videos about Christmas Carol, and I'm just like, I would hate somebody coming to my door and standing outside and be like, what are you doing?
But who wouldn't want bodies by beer to go Christmas Carol for?
Exactly. If you guys did that, if you guys came out with, like, a Christmas t-shirt or something and a Santa hat.
This album next year.
Oh my God. Jingle bells.
If you guys came up with a Christmas album, I would literally buy it. Like, I would buy it.
Yeah, let's do it.
We got one.
Yeah. No, that would be pretty fucking happy if you guys came up with a Christmas album. But I'm going to cut this one off short so we can actually drink some beers. Like I always end close on my podcast, I want to actually say that suicide awareness, again, I like to beat this because, you know, it's a huge issue in my community. Veterans are still dying. Veterans are still killing themselves. If anybody could reach out and actually, like, say hello or, like, how, like, you know, like, with you guys thought about cutting it off now. It's like, hit you guys up. Now, that's random, but it's kind of like the same concept for, you know, like, with veterans and everything else that in our community, if you guys know veterans or know anybody that knows veterans, make sure that they reach out and try to reach out to somebody and stop them from, you know, committing suicide and killing himself, because suicide is pretty huge, especially at this time. I think it's like 63% of the gun violence. I don't know the math off the top of my head, but I know it's really fucking high. But like I said, thank you guys for having me. Bodies by Beer. If you guys want to look them up, look up them at Bodies by Beer on Instagram and on Facebook. Is it the same thing? Or okay. And on Facebook is Bodies by Beer. YouTube, Bodies by Beer. Pretty
that's
simple.
Still growing, but, you know, you'll find
it's still great. And you guys, your link for the t-shirt company. And I appreciate you guys giving me a t-shirt. That is awesome.
Dude, thanks for reaching out for the interview.
Yeah, always. What is the t-shirt?
teespring.com/bodiesbybeer.
Okay, I'll make sure on this interview.
Something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Google it. I don't know how to find it.
That's what it is.
I'll make sure that
the link is in our Instagram.
Okay. I'll make sure that I post your guys' stuff on the information for the podcast. Like I said, thank you guys, and hope everybody has a good holiday, and cheers.